ESA, Blinken, State Department have funded disinformation. We certainly can't trust our government. By Jeff Poore on May 2, 2023. Tuesday, during an interview with FBN's Mornings with Maria, Representative Daryl Issa, RCA, warned against the threats from China. He also said Secretary of State Antony Blinken was implicated in disinformation intended to influence a political outcome for Joe Biden. So, are you ready for this in Congress? Host Maria Bartiromo said. I mean, what are you going to do if, in fact, the CCP tries to interfere in the election? They clearly want Joe Biden in charge. Yes, as Mike Morrell told us too, why he signed onto that letter is he wanted to elect Biden, and so he did it, Issa replied. But, this is one of those things that Congress doesn't have an answer, because America doesn't have an answer. If you cannot trust your corporations and you cannot trust your government, and you know China is going to inject disinformation and lies, who do you trust to sift through that? We know this. We know that Antony Blinken and his State Department have funded some of that disinformation using boards that they set up. So, we certainly can't trust our government. What do you mean funded, the disinformation? Bartiromo asked. What they've done is they've set up all kinds of funding, including, the State Department oversees funding against disinformation, Issa said. And then, those boards, some of them are now shut down because they've been discovered, begin making decisions about what disinformation or misinformation is. And in testimony before the Committee on Weaponizing of Government, what we've heard is, oh, well, there, we're just trying to get rid of lies. But, what you see is lies are in the eye of the beholder. And to Antony Blinken and to Mike Morrell and to apparently this president, lies are what Republicans say, and the truth is whatever they want you to hear. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.